Page 86, Activity 7, Taking Notes, Part 1.
If you'll be graduating from high school or college in the next year or two, then I'm sure you're very concerned about finding a job. There are two questions that young people like you always ask me. First, what are the best jobs going to be? And second, how can I prepare myself to get one of those good jobs? Well, in the next few minutes, I want to try to answer these questions for you, and I hope this information will help you make the right choices about your future career. Let's start with a little history. In the last 100 years, there's been a big change in the U.S. job market, from a manufacturing economy to a service economy. What does that mean? Well, in a manufacturing economy, people make things, like cars or furniture or clothes. In a service economy, people do things. They cut your hair. They fix your shoes. They sell you a computer. Airline pilots, doctors, restaurant workers, all of these are examples of service workers. Okay? So again, my point is that the number of manufacturing jobs has been going down for quite a long time. Now, why do you think that is? What's the cause?
I think automation. You know, robots, computers.
That's one reason, yes. Because of technology, we're able to manufacture goods by using machines instead of human workers. As a result, thousands of manufacturing jobs don't exist anymore. Okay, can you think of another reason?
Foreign competition. I mean, most manufacturing is done outside of the U.S. now, in countries where the labor costs are cheaper.
Yes, that's right. According to the U.S. government, approximately 2.5 million manufacturing jobs have disappeared just since 2001. And that trend is definitely going to continue as we move further into the 21st century. But now let's talk about service jobs. Here, the trend is exactly the opposite. At the same time that the number of manufacturing jobs is decreasing, the number of service jobs is probably going to grow by more than 20 million just in the next 10 years. Now, would everybody please look at the handout I gave you, which shows a list of the occupations that will grow the fastest between the years 2002 and 2012. If you study the list carefully, you'll see that most of the jobs on the list are in three categories: healthcare, computers, and personal care and services. Let me say a few words about each of these categories.
Part 2.
First, healthcare. Almost half of the jobs on the list are in the field of healthcare. Medical assistants, physician assistants, physical therapy aides, dental hygienists. These are just a few examples. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, the number of healthcare jobs will increase by almost 3 million in the next 10 years. And why is that? Simple. We're going to need more medical services because people are living longer and longer. Also, because of developments in medical technology, people with serious illnesses are able to live much longer than they could in the past. And many of them need a lot of special care and medical help. All right, now, getting back to the list, you can see that there will be many new jobs related to computers. We're going to need people who can design and build computers, like engineers, but in addition, there will be lots of jobs for people who manage and operate computers, like database administrators. As you know, computers are used in everything these days, from rockets to coffee machines, so it's no surprise that the number of jobs in the computer industry is expected to grow by almost 30% in the next 10 years. Now, let me explain the third category, personal care services. Some examples of jobs in this group are caterers, home health workers, and daycare providers. One reason for the huge growth in this category is that most women now work outside the home. So a lot of the work that women used to do in the home, like cooking and taking care of small children, is now done by service workers. Okay, now, while we're looking at the list, there's one more thing I'd like you to notice. Look at all the jobs that have a salary rank of 1, okay? And what do you notice about the educational requirements for those jobs, huh? That's right. They all require at least a Bachelor of Arts degree. So, in conclusion, let me go back to the two questions I mentioned at the beginning of this talk. First, where will the good jobs be? We've seen today that the areas of greatest growth will be in the fields of computers, healthcare, and personal services. If you still haven't decided which career you want to follow, you should think about getting a job in one of these fields. However, it's important to remember that many service jobs don't pay very well. The best jobs all require a college education. So, the answer to the second question, how can you prepare yourself to get a good job? The answer is simple. Go to college and get a degree. That's the bottom line.